Now let us go into the depths of this important point. If jiva is fully conscious, if para prakriti is fully conscious, how did it happen that this fully conscious being got caught at all into the prison of apara prakriti? What is the connection between para prakriti and apara prakriti? What is the connection of jiva with the elements of para prakriti in which it gets hooked up? Once we know this, we also know the remedy. The cause, once we find out what is the cause of the bondage, we have also the means of remedy of that cause. Now, this is a question which is not fully expounded in the Bhagavad Gita. How does this happen? Because the Bhagavad Gita is not a full-fledged metaphysical treatise. And this is what is very often not understood. Bhagavad Gita is an answer to an immediate question which has been raised by Arjuna. It's an episode. In an episode, you have no chance to explain everything. And therefore, it is not written in a form of a treatise. It is written in a form of a dialogue. In a dialogue, the questions are raised psychologically, not necessarily logically. There is a difference between a psychological exposition of a problem and a logical exposition of a problem. Psychological exposition deals with the problems that arise in the mind of the hearer. The questions which might arise in the mind of the hearer may not be logical, but psychological. A present statement made at a given time makes a hearer very happy. And not logically, it may not come in the right direction, but you make a statement which is very pleasing to the hearer, and the psychology of the hearer becomes very happy, and then your message is given much more easily. Now, this is one of the styles of any psychological dialogue. In a logical dialogue, where there is everything is put forward in a systematic, step-by-step manner, would be quite different. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, whatever answer I am going to give is contained. But we have to dig it out. It is not as if stated so clearly that you can find out. If you read the whole of the Gita, you will find that there are three statements which will explain why and how this jiva has got locked up in mana, buddhi and ahamkara. The one word which you found very often in the Bhagavad Gita is asakti, asaktaha, attachment. It is by the process of attachment, this has been found throughout the Gita, that your problem is that you are attached. Every human being's problem is attachment. And one answer that Sri Krishna gives always is that of anasakti. You become detached. From this you can get a clue as to how this jiva, which is a product of the para prakriti, which is a product of a unifying consciousness, consciousness of unity, how this jiva has come to be attracted and got hooked to these three elements of apara prakriti, of the lower nature. One answer is by process of asakti. Now, asakti is a psychological term which can also be translated into a logical term. Asakti is a word which we all understand very easily because we have so many relations with so many people and we are attached to so many people because of our attachments. It's much more easy for us to understand. But in logical terms, it is called the process of exclusive concentration of consciousness. All asakti is nothing but exclusive concentration of consciousness. In the Veda, in the Upanishad, there is a very important term which is called tapas. Tapas is a process of fixing with concentration upon any object. We speak of tapasya and tapascharya. And this is regarded as a process by which we can uplift ourselves from lower to the higher. We do not usually use the word tapascharya when we also get downward. It's the same process. In tapasya, the important point is concentration with a force on one-pointedness. Just as to rise from where we are to a higher level, we require to concentrate on one-pointed objects. Similarly, if you want to drop down from higher to lower, you require a similar downward exclusive concentration of consciousness. So if the question is asked, by what means does the jiva get hooked onto the manas, buddhi and ahamkara? The answer is, it is by exclusive concentration of consciousness. This is the process by which the jiva gets hooked to these three elements which are of a lower nature. Once you know the cause, you reverse it. Because you are exclusively concentrated upon mana, buddhi and ahankara, you withdraw from it by an opposite process. Instead of concentrating upon these three elements, you begin to concentrate upon para-prakriti, upon unifying consciousness. All movement of liberation is a movement of tapasya, of tapas, in which you make a reversal of the exclusive concentration of consciousness. You concentrate upon unity. Do not concentrate upon ahamkara. Do not concentrate upon buddhi. Do not concentrate upon manas. But how do you do that? Once you are already hooked to these three, how will you be able to make a reversal of the process?